this agitating, disturbing, anxious, tension-filled, terror-filled world, how can we remain peaceful? A devotee can remain always peaceful if he's always dependent on Krishna. Prabhupada explains in the purport, fourth canto, chapter 12, verse 37. This is a prerequisite for attaining the spiritual world, shanti, peace. Prabhupada said, a devotee is peaceful. How so? Because he is always fully surrendered to Krishna. And he thinks of himself as completely helpless, just as a child feels complete peace in depending on the parent. So a devotee is completely peaceful, for he depends on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dependence on God is a source of peace. Let me serve Krishna always. He will take care of everything. I don't have to worry, I don't have to fret, I don't have to be anxious about the future or the present. Just serve, just chant. Krishna will do everything. Good or bad, whatever is done and whatever he does, it's perfect. It's all I need. I don't have to worry. He's my guardian, he's my friend, he's my protector. He's everything. He's knowing everything. He'll adjust everything. He'll arrange everything. Whatever I need, he will give it. I just depend on him. Why should I unnecessarily become disturbed and agitated? Just agitate my mind with love for the Lord. Prabhupada says in 4th canto, 24, verse 20, a devotee's mind is always calm, quiet, desireless, because anya bilashita shunyam, he has no other desire than to serve Krishna as Krishna's servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover. Due to his associating with Krishna, a devotee is always very calm and cool. Why is a devotee's mind calm? Once Prabhupada was walking on the beach at Los Angeles. And that ocean there is called Pacific Ocean. There's Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, etc. Prabhupada asked the disciples, he said, why the ocean was peaceful? And they couldn't respond, and Prabhupada said, because it is deep. In other words, a devotee, like the ocean, can be pacific or peaceful when he has a depth of surrender in Krishna consciousness. In this purport, 424, text 20, Prabhupada says, even if a devotee suffers some setbacks, obstacles, or reversals in life, he is never agitated. Krishna bhakta naishkama atteva shanta, bhukti mukti siddhakami sekale ashanta. This is a verse from Madhilila 19.149. Krishna bhakta nishkam ateva shanta, bhukti mukti siddhikami sakale ashanta. A devotee is nishkam, so therefore he is shanti. A devotee of Krishna is always peaceful because he has no desire, but the yogis, karmis, bhuktis and jnanis, they have so many desires to fulfill. Someone might say, well, wait a minute. You devotees have a desire. You want to go back to Godhead. You want to love Krishna. You want to serve Krishna and live eternally in the spiritual world serving Krishna, Prem Seva Radha Govinda in the groves of Vrindavan. Isn't that a desire? To go back home? But this desire is permissible, is acceptable, and such a desire does not agitate the mind, does not disturb the mind like all other material desires. They agitate, disturb the mind, so one cannot be peaceful. This desire, if it becomes the all-consuming desire of a devotee to live eternally in Goloka Dham, serving the lotus feet of Radha in the kunjas of Radhakund, that desire, being the purest form of desire, will not agitate the mind at all, but rather just the opposite. It will pacify, mollify the mind and make the devotee very, very peaceful. Devotee, although he wishes to go back to Godhead, a devotee is satisfied in any condition of life. If we go back, very good. If we don't go back, very good. Whatever Krishna wants, that is the best. As we're talking about peacefulness comes from dependence on the Lord, we can consider this concept of dependence. In the second canto, chapter 4, purport 3 and 4, Prabhupada quotes five great acharyas supporting the concept of full dependence on Krishna in all circumstances. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Madhavendra Puri, Prahlad Maharaj, and Baladeva Vidyabhushan. So we can read that those entries from those great five great acharyas and try to pray to them that some of this understanding of these verses will help us develop our dependence on Krishna in all circumstances. And that way we'll become peaceful, free from tension and anxiety. Because a mahatma, a devotee is a mahatma. Mahatmanas tumam parta daivam prakritim ashrita. A mahatma or devotee, his conception of life, he solely and wholly depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the meaning of being a devotee. We depend on Krishna. We have faith in Krishna. Absolute, complete faith. Full conviction, trust and love. Faith means trust and love. We put all of our trust in Krishna. We put all of our, invest all of our trust and invest all of our love and direct all our love to Krishna. He never lets the devotee down. He never has. He never does, and he never will let a devotee down. We can always depend on Krishna. The sooner we declare our dependence on God, is the sooner we become independent from the clutches of Maya. The first statement about dependence on God, or absolute dependence on God, comes from the great acharya Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave us a Shikshastakam, his eight eternal immortal teachings on pure bhakti. In the last verse, Lord Chaitanya describes his absolute dependence on the Lord. Krishna can do whatever he wants with me. It doesn't matter. He's always the Lord of my life. He's my everything. He's my very heartbeat, my life's breath, and my very meaning of existence. No matter what he does with me. Ashlishyava Padaratam pinashtumam. Adarshanan marma hatam karotu va. Yata tata va vidadatu lampato. Mat prana natas tu saeva naparaha. Lord Sri Krishna, who is a lover of many devotees, may embrace this fully surrendered maidservant, or may trample me with his feet, or he may render me broken-hearted by not being present before me for a long duration of time. But still, Krishna is nothing less than the absolute Lord of my heart. Acharya Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he states, Virachaya mai dandam dinabando dayamiva katiriha navavatta kachit anya mama ma masti nipatatu shatakoti nirbaram va navambaha tadapi kila payoda stuyate chatakena chataka bird. Oh, Dinabandhu, oh Dinabandhu, oh Lord, friend of the fallen, do whatever you like with me. You can either give me your mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except you. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud to bring rain to sustain his existence. Regardless of whether that cloud comes and showers rain, or that same cloud may shower a thunderbolt on the head of that Chataki bird and kill him. But he has no recourse. He simply depends on the cloud and always prays for the mercy of the cloud. So I am that Chataka bird, that Chataki bird, praying always. In Acharya Madhavendrapuri, he explains the concept of dependence. Sandhya Varana Bhadram Astu Bhavato Bho Snana Tubhyam Namo Bho Deva Pitarascha Tarpana Vido Naham Shama Shama Yatam Yatrakvapi Nishadya Yadava Kulotamasya Kamsadvisha Smaram Smaram Agamharami Tadalam Manye Kim Anyena Me. O my evening prayer, Sandhya Vandanam, all good unto you, Bhadram Te. In other words, good riddance, goodbye. O my morning bath, Snana Tubhyam, I bid you goodbye. O demigods and forefathers, Bodeva and Pitara, Pitris or Pitaras, please excuse me. I am unable to perform any more offerings for your pleasure. Tarpana, tarpana vido naham shama. I'm not offering tarpan anymore. Please forgive me. Now I have decided to free myself from all reactions to sin. Simply by remembering anywhere and everywhere the great descendant of Yadu, Yadava Kulotamasya, Yadava Kula, Yadava Kul Uttam, that topmost member of the Yadu Kul, Yadu dynasty, the Kamsa Dvisha, the great enemy of Kamsa, Kamsari, namely Sri Krishna. Anywhere and everywhere, I'm going to remember him. That's all I have time for. No time for tarpana. No time for sandhya vandanam. No time for snan. I'm simply absorbed every moment, remembering and crying out to Sri Krishna. I think that is sufficient for me. So what use is there of any further endeavors? Srimadavendrapuri Padaki. The fourth acharya is Mahajan Prahlad Maharaj. He says in 7th canto, chapter 6, verse 26, Dharmartha kama itiyo bihitas trivarga iksha toyi naya dhamo vivida chavarta manye tadeta rakilam nigamasya satyam swatmarpanam sasurida paramasya pamsa. Religion, dharma, art, kam, religion, economic, and sense gratification are celebrated as three means of attaining the path of salvation, trivarga. Of these, ikshatrayi, especially knowledge of the self, knowledge of fruit of activities and logic, and also knowledge of politics and economics, are different means of livelihood. All these are different subjects of Vedic education, and therefore I consider them temporary engagements. On the other hand, surrendering to the Supreme Lord Vishnu is a factual gain in life, and I consider it the ultimate truth, the purpose of my very existence. Baladeva Vidyabhushan gives the fifth understanding of dependence in his comment on the Bhagavad Gita 241. Vyavasyatmika Buddhi, he says, Acharya Baladeva Vidyabhushan, Gaudiya Vedanta Acharya Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he says, Bhagavat Archana Rupaika Nishkama Karmabir Vishuddha Chitta. Accepting transcendental loving service to the Lord as the prime duty, free from fruit of reaction. These are five powerful teachings of the great acharyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Sri Madhavendra Puri, Prahlad Maharaj, and Baladeva Vidyabhushan, pointing us in the direction of absolute and utter dependence at all times and in all places on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna.